Hello and welcome to the podcast Spiel Anime. My name is William, and for today's episode, we are going to be talking about Howl's Moving Castle.
I'm here. You're not even going to introduce me?
I was going to go there. And introducing my girlfriend.
Hello, I'm back. It's Haley.
And Haley from Anime Kingdom Animated. She's back again. And we are going to be talking about Howl's Moving Castle. I'm going to bring her in later about talking about her favorite characters and other stuff, like characters.
Like
characters and right. Quotes, I guess. Yeah. Your favorite scenes.
So I'm going to go take a nap.
Howl's Moving Castle release date was on November 20th of 2004, with a runtime of 119 minutes long. It was based off of a 1986 novel by Dana Jones. The budget for this film was about $24 million, and box office worldwide gained about $235.1 million. So now we're going to be talking about the plot of this film, which is pretty lengthy. So first we're going to talk about Sophie, who is 18 years old, a responsible, quiet girl who works at the hat shop and goes to visit her sister. Her sister's name is Liddy, who works at the bakery. While Sophie goes to visit her sister, she gets into trouble with two army guys who are looking for quote-unquote fun. Sophie tells the two guys to go away, but they refuse. They refuse to go away. And then another man appears and tells Sophie, "There you are, darling. I've been looking for you." This man is a wizard named Howl. He uses magic. Make the two army guys move away from Sophie and him so they can walk peacefully. Howl asks Sophie if he can escort her to the bakery, and he does. While walking down the alleyway, these blob creatures come out of nowhere and tries to capture the two of them. Luckily, Howl uses powers for them to fly and float in the sky and escape. They both get to the second floor of the bakery safely, and Howl tells her to be safe and leaves. Liddy, the sister of Sophie, hears that someone helped Sophie land on the second floor and rushes to Sophie. She asks Sophie if she's okay and tells a story about the wizard named Howl who steals and eats beautiful girls' souls. Sophie denies that Howl was going to try to eat her soul because she believes that she's not beautiful whatsoever. Sophie and Liddy talk ends and Sophie leaves the bakery and walks back to the hat shop where it's nighttime now. Sophie enters back to hat shop and locks and closes the door until a tall woman enters the hat shop. Sophie tells this woman to leave because it's closing time. The woman is a witch and the most powerful and dangerous witch, the Witch of the Waste. The witch puts a spell on Sophie and leaves her as she is upset as she was with Howl. Sophie is now a 90-year-old lady and the spell prevents her from ever telling anyone about the spell and the Witch of the Waste. The next day, she leaves the hat shop to tell the other workers and her mother that she has a cold, but she's actually just really old, doesn't want to let anyone know. She seeks to reverse the spell on. Along the way to the countryside, she ends up helping a scarecrow who has fallen over in a bush. This turnip head scarecrow rewards Sophie with a cane to help her walk better as she's old now, and also shows her Howl's Moving Castle for a place to rest. As Sophie enters the castle, she meets Cassifer, is an extremely strong and powerful fiery demon who powers the castle and recognizes the curse on Sophie. Cassifer makes a deal with Sophie, asking if she helps him with his spell, he will help her with her curse she is under. Sophie decides to stay and live in the castle as a cleaning lady. As Howl's castle is extremely dirty, Sophie tells Marco and Howl that Cassifer hired her because he is sick of how dirty the castle was. Marco is Howl's apprentice and practices magic in the castle all day, and he is 10 years old. Sophie cleans the castle during the day while Howl fights off in the war that has broken out in the country. When Sophie cleans the bathroom and shower, Howl runs downstairs yelling at Sophie that he's ugly as his hair turned from blonde to ginger. Howl is suppressed and sad, and he looks to begin to summon dark spirits to kill himself. Sophie helps by telling him that she was never beautiful in her entire life, making Howl stop summoning the demons, and his hair eventually turns black. At this point, Howl has been summoned by the king to serve the army in the war, but but Hal refuses because he is scared of Queen Sullivan and tells Sophie to go to the castle to tell the queen that the wizard Pendragon is too scared and useless to go to the war. While walking to the queen, Sophie meets the Witch of the Waste again, as she'd gotten an invite to the queen. They race up the stairs to the palace where the witch is drained from her powers after sitting in the chair from being tired from walking up the steps. And the dog name is Keen the Dog that shows Sophie another room to the queen. The queen and Sophie talk as the queen is displeased as if Hal doesn't help with the war, he will be drained from his powers, just like the Witch of the Waste. Sophie protests the queen's words, saying Hal is not selfish and actually very caring, as now you see Sophie temporarily back to her young self by the love words that she's talking about with Hal. But eventually Sophie turns back old again as the queen realizes that she is in love with Hal, and Hal will soon come to save her, which he does. Hal and the queen battle for a little bit but runs away before she can capture Hal. Sophie escapes with the dog and the Witch of the Waste to Hal's castle safely. Later that night, while in the castle, that Hal transforms into a bird-like creature to interfere with the war. Each time he transforms, it's harder for him to transform back into a human. Hal goes to interfere with the war again, while Sophie's mom shows up to the castle or like the shop to give Sophie a gift. The gift was actually a peeping bug, as her mom is under control of Sullivan. Bug was given to Castlefer to eat. As he ate the bug, he became sick and unable to move the castle. Hal shows back up to Sophie from the fire bombs and evil henchmen, as the war has now entered town, and as everyone's in danger now. Hal tells Sophie that he's not going to run away anymore and has something to protect now, which is her. Hal goes back to interfere the war one last time as Sophie is trying to help move everyone out of the castle to save everyone. But removing Castlefer destroys the entire castle. As a sacrifice, Sophie gives Castlefer a braid of her hair to move a portion of the castle as they head to Hal to help. While heading to Hal, the Witch of the Waste discovers inside Castlefer is Hal's heart and takes it to have for herself. Robin Amstein eventually off balance. Eventually, Sophie pours water on Castlefer and the Witch, and Castlefer loses his power. Portion of the castle split into two as Sophie and Hen fall into a chamber. While inside this chamber, they see a door into Hal's childhood, as Sophie knows how to free Hal and Castlefer. As Hal ate Castlefer to gain his heart, Hal is in front of the chamber waiting for them as they leave. Waiting for Sophie, he is now a bird form and lost human consciousness. Hal to fly and try to find the group again, where Sophie asks the witch for Hal's heart. She eventually gives Sophie the heart and places it back in Hal's chest to resurrect him and to free Castlefer. Sophie also kisses the scarecrow who saved them from falling. He transforms into the missing prince. He shows the scene of the happy ending of Sullivan, tells everyone in her kingdom to end the war. Hal, Sophie, and others return home, flying high above the bomber planes, kissing outside the new moving home. And that is Hal's Moving Castle. So now we're going to take a short break and talk about the characters. Welcome back to the podcast. So now we're going to be talking about the characters as Haley now. We're going to be talking about her favorite character.
So we are going to start off with Sophie. Bear with me, my voice is all scratchy. That's fine. So her full name is actually Sophie Hatter. She is an 18-year-old, and she passes all of her time for work, which I can relate to. And after getting cursed by the waste, she turns into a 90-year-old lady, and she decides that her clothes actually fit her better, and it's more of an appropriate life for her, which I can also relate. But her love for Howl de-ages her and turns her hair silver at the end. So she keeps that old silver hair, but it's back to her 18-year-old style of hair, just shorter. She is mature, she's quiet, she doesn't like the spotlight. So even though she's a main character, she's not a very flashy, I guess.
So I'm now going to be talking about Hal Jenkins Pendragon. He's actually 27 years old, young, handsome, with blue eyes, blonde hair to start with and then black near the end. He was a pupil under Sullivan when he was younger. He made a deal with Calcifer to become a stronger wizard. He is very flamboyant, stubborn, secretive, but later near the ending, he is more charming and smart. His main power is to pretty much turn into a bird-like creature. And eventually, there's more backstory about this between the movie and the novel, as it seemed to be, he seemed to be more about in between the mix of good and evil, except for this, the movie, he seemed to be more good. But other than that, he's pretty much my favorite character. I cosplayed him, and I love him.
Oh, I also cosplayed Sophie at the same time. So we were actually a really cute couple, not to brag, but everyone was commenting on, I mean, both of our outfits, but also my dress. And I actually temporarily dyed my hair gray, which was hilarious because I actually had a meeting that night. And I totally went to that meeting with gray hair, and they thought I rocked it.
Okay, so now we're going to talk about...
Oh, so now I get to talk about Marco.
Oh, no, Calcifer.
Calcifer, where's Calcifer? Oh my gosh, you need to, like, highlight these or something. It's, like, two lines. So Calcifer is literally a spitfire. He's literally a living ball of fire, so he's got eyes and a mouth, but he's still fire. And he is a powerful fire demon, as he says, and he controls the castle, so he moves it around and powers everything inside, so he, like, heats it up and keeps the water warm, and he actually originates as a falling star, as Bill was talking about, that he then catches and then Howl swallows, and that's how we get Calcifer. My favorite quote from Calcifer was, "Here's another curse for you. May all your bacon burn." But I also really like the quote at the end where he comes back and he's like, "I kind of missed you guys." And then he's like, "It looks like it's going to rain." He's like, "I can't go outside when it's raining." He's like, "I need you guys." Inherently, he's like, "I need you guys." And he's like super like standoffish and like, phew, to Sophie at first, and then like he warms up to Sophie. Okay, so now I'm gonna talk about Marco. His full name is Michael in the novel, but he is the little kid in the movie that lives with Howl and Calcifer. He's only 10, but in the novel he's 15. He's short, he's got messy ginger hair, and he is Howl's apprentice. And apparently he slept in front of Howl's place one day and Howl took him in. And so that's why Marco lives with Howl now. He is very obedient. He is a wizard in training. So he does a disguise anytime someone comes to the door. He's like, "One moment."
So now the last character we might be talking about is the Witch of the Waste. She is 59 years old in her young phase. Howl pursued her, but then stopped after he realized that she uses magic for evil and makes herself younger. She is still in love with Howl throughout the whole film, and she only wants him for herself. She becomes powerless and 90 years old, which was... So she has a lot of backstory with her, as she's also caught a falling star, and she also had a fire demon as well, but they became very opposite of each other. She does spells and curses, but then she's unable to reverse any of the spells and curses she puts on, which is why when Sophie asks her, "Hey, reverse my curse," and all that, she's like, "No, I can't do that," because she literally can't. As she doesn't have a whole lot of power in her young phase, as when they defy demon and her split, she began to lose some of her powers. So she doesn't have the full power she has at all, but her backstory is pretty interesting from the novel point of view. And I believe that's all the characters we kind of want to talk about. As I do have a little Easter egg, as when you see Sophie check out the door, the magical door, you can see a castle in the sky reference, when the Rosa Jenkins plays, it says it on top of the door. It says Rosa Jenkins on that place. You can see your boy that kind of looks like Pazu running around.
Really?
Yeah.
Ah, we're gonna have to watch it again so I can catch that.
Yeah, he has like the same color hat and like jacket and everything.
Oh.
So you see like a figure or like a boy who looks like Pazu.
So I never watched this movie until, what was that, junior year of college.
We
watched it together, and that is due to my roommate, who is also a Studio Ghibli maniac nerd fan. And so she's like, well, let's all like sit down and watch a movie together. And so she picked out Howl's Moving Castle because we've both never seen it before. And we immediately fell in love with it, and we were both like, oh my gosh, we have to have this movie. It's a wonderful movie. So I went out and got it, and we got to watch it, and it's a really good movie. And like I said earlier, I'm able to really relate to Sophie, because I'm like not that person that likes to like go out and be super social and like do things all the time, and I'm super dedicated to my work. So I'm like, no, I need to, like, stay inside because I have work tomorrow, so I shouldn't probably go out to the bar and drink, even though, like, I can easily have one drink and still be fine and go to work and whatever. But I very much live that, like, quote-unquote older personality life. But then, like, I have my Howl, who's my Will, that comes along and, like, not, like, opens my eyes, but it's like, you're young, like, you're fine, like, go out and do these things, like, live your life, you're wonderful, like.
So my opinion is pretty much entertaining from start to finish. Again, I watch it with her before we even started dating.
And was it even before, or was it, like, right at the very beginning?
No,
it was before?
Yeah, it was before
we
were even dating.
Hanging out.
Yeah, so right. It's action, adventure, and comedy, three things that get me into, like, in any film, pretty much. The landscape art style is amazing.
Oh, I love the backgrounds.
The backgrounds
yes.
are pretty amazing. Characters and everyone's role seems to be pretty important throughout the film. Great storyline and an interesting plot as well. As my character, as you can figure out, is Hal, as I cosplay him, and I feel like very relatable. He's very secretive. I'm very secretive as well. I'm
very reserved.
And very
there
reserved,
you go.
Yeah.
That's the word for you guys. It's very reserved.
Yeah. So I relate to him a lot. Although I don't feel like I am handsome whatsoever, but
even though we're all like, oh my gosh!
Yeah. Besides that charming feature that he has, I don't really have that much, but
he's got it. That's such a Howl thing.
Yeah, but I love this movie. One of my either my first or my top three favorite
yeah.
Ghibli film movie.
It's definitely my top three.
Yeah. So I think that's pretty much it from my opinions and the characters and the plot of Howl's Moving Castle. So when I'm going to talk about the anime news that's happening, as back to Ghibli stuff. So all 21 Ghibli films will be on Netflix starting February 1st,
but
except North America and Japan.
Oh, it's not in Japan either?
Yeah, because of course that's where it's from.
True.
So they don't.
Yeah, mean, but I saw that all over social media. They're
yeah.
like, look, they're all coming, and then it's like, but not film or
yeah.
not whatever in North America, and everyone's
yeah, so,
like, no, and
so
I'm like,
it's
oh,
not
it's okay,
in,
cause
it's not in the it's not in United States or Canada that this Ghibli
oh.
stuff is coming from, but it will be in literally every other country. So Mexico, South America. Pretty much every other country besides North America and Japan will be getting this. It'll be starting February 1st, and then every other month you're going to be getting 7 new episodes or 7 new Ghibli stuff. So March 1st you get another one, and April 1st you get another 7 Ghibli
And they're
films.
Starting February 1st, right?
Yeah,
with
February
like the first,
1st with
okay.
the first one. I did have the list on, but it's kind of a long list because all 21.
Yeah.
Yeah, but after February, you're going to get a new one, and then after April, you get a new one. So make sure to get a Netflix subscription for at least 3 to 4 months if you want to watch Ghibli stuff.
Yeah. Or, you know, just get the movies and have them for life.
Yeah, like we do. We have...
Yeah. We got,
I think
all 18. Of them.
We're missing a few, like
yeah.
the few newest ones we don't
yeah.
have.
But that's okay. We've got all the OGs.
Yeah. And then we also have Funimation Now services will shut down in Australia and New Zealand. Starting, I believe it was March, that it's going to be shutting down. One of my favorite animes finally getting a third season in October, which is Log Horizon. When the last season was premiered on TV was 2014.
Wow, that's 6 years ago. That is so long.
It's so long. And people doubted. People like, this is not going to be another season. This is going to be another meme of another anime. Like, in that season, they are getting a new season in the fall, October. So get ready. I'm going to be so excited.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday for me. We also have Fairy Tail RPG game. The video previews are out, and the game will be launched March 19th, which I might be getting pretty soon because I love Fairy Tail. And then we have My Hero Academia Season 4. Video will preview School Festival arc. So that's the new arc that's coming.
Okay, we need to catch up on that.
I'm not
What?
Besides today, because today is Saturday 25th, so the new episode is out.
So you mean you watched an episode without me?
I did watch an episode without you. The very last episode, it's really sad. Someone does the poop.
Oh my gosh. You know what?
What?
I'm watching all the Lilo and Stitch without you.
No, don't watch.
No!
We're watching Lilo and Stitch on Disney Plus.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so that's all we have for today before she gets more mad at me.
Yeah, that's all I have. I'm gonna go take a shower and plot my revenge.
I
like
you.
And subscribe if you agree to my podcast. Especially if you guys like doggos, because I just talked a whole bunch about, three different types? I've been talking about doggos so much lately, which I'm not going to complain about. But if you love doggos, go hop over to my podcast and listen to me talk about doggos and, I guess, Disney. Okay, well, bye!
Yeah, so Hayley's going to leave. So our next episode is going to be, I'm going to skip Tales of Ursula because people say that movie is trash. So the next one's going to be Ponyo, in which I watched half of it. So now I want to finish the other half of it. And I'm pretty sure Haley's going to be back because that has lots of fish.
Fishies!
So I believe she's the best choice for Ponyo.
Fishies! You better choose me. Better not watch it without me.
That's all we have for today. So make sure to tune in next week for Ponyo. And we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.